This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded India's young innovators for their pivotal role in advancing technology and driving the nation's self-reliance. Digital India has empowered the youth to harness innovation, reinforcing India's position as a global technology powerhouse over the past 11 years. Responding to posts on social media X by MyGov India, Mr. Modi said that leveraging the power of technology has brought innumerable benefits for the people. The Digital India initiative has turned technology into a tool for empowerment, bridging gaps, unlocking opportunities, and making governance more accessible and transparent for every citizen. He said service delivery and transparency have been greatly boosted and the technology has become a means of empowering the lives of the poorest of the poor. Railway Ministry has said that only those users will be able to book online Tatkal tickets through IRCTC website and app from 1st of next month who have authenticated their account with Aadhaar. The step has been taken to ensure fair and transparent access to Tatkal tickets and to safeguard the interest of passengers. To prevent bulk bookings during the critical opening period, authorized ticketing agents of the Indian Railways will not be permitted to book opening day Tatkal tickets during the first 30 minutes of the booking window. The centre has reduced the basic customs duty on crude edible oil, including crude sunflower, soybean and palm oils, from 20% to 10%. This has resulted in the import duty differential between crude and refined edible oils from 8.75% to 19.25%. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that this move aims to reduce the landed cost and retail prices of edible oils, providing relief to consumers and helping to curb overall inflation. Finance Ministry has said that speculation and claims that the merchant discount rate, MDR, will be charged on UPI transactions are completely false, baseless and misleading. It said such baseless and sensation-creating speculations cause needless uncertainty, fear and suspicion among our citizens, and the government remains fully committed to promoting digital payments via UPI. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the India-Sweden partnership is a model of how two diverse economies can create mutual benefit through shared vision and cooperation. He was addressing the Confederation of Swedish Enterprises and interacting with leading Swedish and Indian business leaders yesterday. In a social media post, the Union Minister stated that the joint paper on the proposed India-European Union Free Trade Agreement released at the event underscores India's collective commitment to forging stronger economic ties and fostering inclusive growth.
The two sides to conclude the free trade agreement between EU and India before the end of calendar 25. We are very much on track to achieve that. Significant progress has been made. More than half the chapters are ready. In terms of content, I would say we are almost 90% ready for market access issues. On services and rules of origin, our negotiations start on Monday. Should not be difficult. There may be a few areas where we will need ministerial intervention.
In Los Angeles, more than 380 people have been arrested since the protests began last week. Nathan Hotchman, the Los Angeles County District Attorney, has said that more arrests are expected as the investigation is going on by reviewing the videos on social media to identify and prosecute people who appeared to engage in illegal activity. Meanwhile, Mayor Karen Bass of Los Angeles and leaders of more than 30 smaller cities in California called for an end to the federal immigration raids that sparked protests in the region and deployment of National Guard troops. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall in Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Kerala, Mahi, Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal over the next 3 days. IMD further said that heat wave conditions are very likely at isolated places in Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir and Uttar Pradesh. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian men's team will take on Argentina at the Wagner Hockey Stadium in Amstel, Wien, the Netherlands this evening. The match will begin at 6:30 p.m. Indian time. India is currently fourth in the points tally, having accumulated 15 points from 11 games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.